It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You're about to enjoy Ask Ross on the Keystone Kickoff Show. And this segment is brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue sauces, rubs, barbecue catering needs. Go to 409tailgateclub.com. I've got a full several pages of questions here.
We are ready for you. 409 Tailgate Club.
I just had it like a week and a half
ago. You know what goes good with 409 Tailgate? Labatt.
Beer and barbecue.
Ross, agree or disagree? Labatt?
Agreed. Agreed. That was my Buffalo beer. That was my go-to beer in Buffalo. I'm bringing it back. I told you guys earlier. Kevin hooked me up for my
You got a pallet full of beer dropped off at your house.
I cannot believe he brought the what do they call it? What's the thing with the big
pallet?
It's a pallet.
Yeah, but what's the machine that drops the
pallet? The lift.
No.
A forklift.
Forklift maybe. Backhoe.
We don't need to get backhoe, that precise.
Backhoe digs.
Wheelbarrow. Let's go with wheelbarrow and get it going.
Let's go with it. Anyway, it's good to have Labatt's beer on board with us at the Keystone Sports Network. We've got tailgate. We got 409 Tailgate Wine. We got 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue. We got RVs, and now we got beer. What else do you need?
It's like my four food groups.
I can't wait till Fireball becomes the official sponsor of the Keystone Sports Network, because I will get a pallet full of that dropped off at my house.
All right, let's start with Caleb in Olean, O-L-E-A-N. I don't know where that is or if that's even in Pennsylvania, but he has a good question. He says, gentlemen, if you could realign the Big Ten, what teams would you have where?
Ooh. O-L-E-A-N?
Isn't that New York?
That's New York.
That's New York. That's New York.
It doesn't have any. Okay, New York.
O-L-E-A-N is New York. All right, so if we could realign the Big Ten.
What teams would you have where?
So I guess he means out of competitive balance issues.
Sure. Yeah, I would flip-flop. I would flip-flop Northwestern and Michigan. Because I think that Michigan, I still think that Michigan will be back at some point to the way they are. And I think if you put Michigan out there and you put Northwestern in the East, that's a pretty good trade-off. I think Northwestern's going to be good for a while, and I think Michigan would probably strengthen the West. Ross, you might have a different
idea. From what perspective are we talking about? Because from my perspective, I'd bring over Illinois, maybe.
Illinois, Minnesota.
Let me tell you who that they should bring over. No, it's. I don't think it will be as pronounced in 2 years. I think Nebraska is going to be legit. So I think you'll have Nebraska and Wisconsin every year being top 20 programs. Every few years, Iowa will be as well. Northwestern is pretty decent. And the bottom of the Big Ten East, Maryland, Rutgers, is usually pretty garbage. So I don't think it will be as big of a deal. But since I haven't really given it much thought, and Bob clearly has, I'll go with the Michigan-Northwestern switch as well. That's a good question, though.
It's a good start. I like it.
I would flip Michigan State-Northwestern. All right, let's keep moving. I would do that one and keep Michigan and Ohio State together. All right, let's go to...
Why do you say that?
Because I just think that you can... Michigan State's sort of a sleepy... quiet good more than you think they are, even though they are.
But don't you think the West needs like a real good, like a real brand? I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, let's go to Chris in Burbank, California. He says, on the subject of Penn State's lack of run game last year, my question for Ross and Bob is this: was Mike Gesicki the worst blocking tight end in Penn State history? And was he more of the problem than, say, the mesh point in Saquon Barkley?
No, I don't think he's the worst blocking tight end in Penn State history. He's one of the best tight ends in Penn State history. Blocking just wasn't his strong suit. And by the way, I don't know. I mean, they didn't make it a priority, really. I mean, their priority was him catching passes, to be fair to Mike. And it wasn't a good thing for, you know, the team and for the running game. But the tight end is not a huge factor. I mean, a lot of times you're running weak. A lot of times he's not even involved in the blocking scheme. So I think people are trying to look for somewhere to blame. I wouldn't – I mean, you can put some of it on Mike Gesicki, but not much.
My only problem with Gesicki was, you can say Penn State didn't make it a priority, but there were plays he didn't even try to block. And
right.
That really bothered me where, you know, I saw some of those running backs, Saquon Barkley usually, or Trace, they just got waxed because he just completely
whiffed
and didn't really seem to care about it. I think it's one thing to not be a good blocker. I think it's another thing to not try to be a good blocker during the game. It's great to hit the sled like he does after practice, but in game I felt there were some times he did not bring his A effort.
All right, let's keep him rolling. Let's go to Nate in Mars, Pennsylvania. Will the duo of Tommy Stevens and Miles Sanders on either side of Trace McSorley be a consistent package this season? Yes or no?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how long they'll both be in there. But I think that they'll have some packages with both those guys in there. Yeah. I don't see why not. I don't know. I mean, consistent, I wouldn't use the word consistent, but I would say we'll see it.
I mean, if a tight end doesn't step up, I think you'll see it a lot. And I'm not sure that a tight end will step up. I just don't know. John Holland's never been healthy. Nick Bowers has never been healthy. And from what I saw from Danny Dalton, I know they talked him up, but
yeah, they had to.
He does not look physically that imposing. So I just think that if somebody doesn't step up, that's how you get Tommy Stevens on the field, especially in the red zone.
Jeremy in Pittsburgh asked Ross and crew, now that Barkley, Gesicki, and Hamilton are off to the pros, do you think the offense will look to rotate a little bit more rather than find go-to guys like they do on the defensive side of the ball? Yes or no?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I would say until they have proven commodities at tight end and at like the third receiver spot, I do think you'll see more rotation. I think last year they had their dudes and they knew who their guys were. I think this year Stevens, you know, plays into that. But you might see two tight ends getting playing time, whereas last year it was only Gesicki. You might see more receivers rotate through. I remember watching games and being like, they don't ever put Blacknall in.
Right.
Like, but they liked Hamilton and Juwan Johnson, Tompkins that much. I think with the third receiver, you'll see more Polk, Hamler, Hippenhammer running some of those guys through until they determine which guy is really the best. The thing is like when you want to go up tempo, you don't want to be subbing.
Right.
So that's part of the reason why those guys stay in so much.
Yeah. They have some inexperienced backups, and I could see a scenario where early in the season especially, you'll see the second team in only when the first team kind of gets tired or the game gets away.
Right.
And that's just the way it's going to be. But they do have some talented wideouts, and Justin Shorter is in that mix. But you're not going to see them a lot until they can trust them.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's 409tailgateclub.com. Should we keep going, Ross? Couple good ones so far. Let's go to Joel in Millersville.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Who will
that's
start?
That's in Lancaster, Andy.
Lancaster County.
Yeah, it's in Lancaster. Okay.
My wife went to Millersville, so did my brother. Okay. I know where it is. Who will start first for the Nittany Lions? Taquan Roberson, Michael Johnson Jr., or Will Levis? Who will start
first? See, now that's
first?
A good question, too.
That's another that tough is one.
Mark that. Put a mark beside that question.
Put a mark. Putting a mark beside it.
I
as
will
Ross
go.
Contemplates. That, I mean.
I am going to go with Michael Johnson Jr. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I think Levis transfers because I think.
It's an early call on that, but sure.
You're asking me to predict this.
It's like calling those elections after 1% of the voting. But go ahead, Ross.
I think after Stevens, I think Clifford wins the job after Tommy's 1 year. I think Clifford's pretty good. I think Clifford wins the job, and Levis says, well, heck with this. I'm not pulling a Tommy Stevens and sitting behind this guy for this long. I think Levis goes elsewhere. So then it comes down to Roberson and Michael Johnson Jr., and I just think – I don't know how they'll each progress as passers, but I know what Michael Johnson Jr. can do as a quarterback. I mean, these guys are asking me questions. These kids are juniors in high school.
And I still think it's a great – and I love the question.
And I'm projecting who's going to start first at Penn State. Might be none of them, you know? Might be the – Might be the kid from St. Joe's Prep who's a 2021 that Penn State offered a scholarship.
We're going to save this podcast and replay it in 2.5 years and just see how good Ross was on this call.
All right. What do you think, Bob? Do you think?
I want no part in trying to answer that question. Honestly, it's a great question, but it's almost impossible to answer.
All right, let's get a couple more in.
I love how for these questions, Bob gets to do the cop out because he's like the Penn Live.
Oh,
writer.
I can cop it out
and
too.
I will cop it out. One that always has to answer because it's Ask Ross.
I was going
to
say.
All right, let's go to Matt.
Out of your high school girlfriends, other than your wife, which one did you like the most?
I think the listeners need to ask more questions like that of Ross, and let's just put him on the spot.
No. If you want to hear that stuff, ask me on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Or after some Labatts.
This is Penn State football. No, I'm trying not to get in trouble. This airs locally, so people could hear this one.
Matt in Appalachian, New York asks, what quarterback in the last 20 to 30 years has meant more to their team than Trace McSorley has? I think of the unbeatens and national championship teams that had great quarterbacks. However, I can't decide if any of them were more valuable to their team than Trace. Many of these teams also had great running backs, but just looking at quarterback, I wonder what you guys think. Really enjoy the show and Ross's perspective.
Well, and I really enjoy anytime Trace's dad emails into the show. I'm glad that he's listening. No, you guys know I love Trace McSorley, but I mean, just off the top of my head, I mean, Johnny Manziel. They really
we're
like
talking about
built,
Penn State ones.
They built the new. No, he was talking about anybody.
Oh,
he didn't say Penn State, did he?
He did not.
If we're just talking about Penn State,
I just thought.
If we're just talking about Penn State, then it's McSorley.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Although I think Michael Robinson meant a great deal. I mean, there's guys that meant a lot. Darrell Clark meant a lot. Penn State, I think though, it's Trace McSorley. Some people would argue Hackenberg, by the way, just because he stayed with them. And, you know, if Hackenberg had gone elsewhere, that whole recruiting class might have just sank that year. But I was thinking, Baker Mayfield was top five Heisman in the last 3 years. Got him in the college football playoff. Manziel, like, helped them build a new stadium, I think, in Texas A&M, something like that. And then Vince Young.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
I saw Vince a couple weeks ago. I interviewed him for my podcast, and They treat him like they won the national championship last week. That was 2005. There was 100 people around him mobbing him, and he's just signing autographs left and right while we're talking. The winner's Olean, though. I'm going Olean.
In New York.
The one in New York.
The first one.
Near Millersville, yeah.
I really did think the cop-out answer that I gave to the quarterback question, I give that guy credit for asking that question because that's a deep think question. And we're not necessarily a deep think group.
All right. This not deep think group will be coming right back. And we're going to finish strong with quarter number four, talking about freshmen. And don't forget, you win a tailgate box from 409tailgateclub.com. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light-loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.